and we are going international with our next guest here today.
Absolutely. A man from my adopted home country.
Barbados.
That's right.
Bajan, as we say, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Safi Joseph, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome, man. And looking forward to seeing Sarah Guaro go to the post later this afternoon. And no training today. It was a sloppy track yesterday. They're kind of working on that track. And Sarah Guaro going to go maybe on a track that might have a little moisture in it today?
That's a bit of a concern for us, the track. Like, he ran actually on one day in one of the Stallion Stakes preps races, and he ran dead last that day. And we couldn't come up with an excuse. We didn't know if the track was, the moisture was drying out that day, and we don't know if it was the 7/8 was too short for him, but that was a really disappointing day. After that, everything's gone smooth, so the track today is a concern.
Well, he does have a third on a sloppy track going a mile. This race is a mile and an eighth. That's probably going to help him, too. His last two races have just been sparkling. I mean, he really has started to develop for you and run triple-digit Brisnet speed figures in his last two. How did that come about?
Well, we've always thought a lot of him. And he was last year in the winter meet, he ran a good second behind Danzig Moon. In the race before that, it was the first time he put blinkers on him, and he really woke up. He was traveling really good in the race, and a horse fell in front of him. He fell over that horse. Made for Lucky won that race, and Paco that day, I mean, it was early in the race, but he came back, and he thought he was going to win that race that day. So the blinkers have been, like, the main thing that have woke him up and made him live up to his potential.
Yeah, it certainly has, and, of course, he's been united with jockey Eddie Castro, who's been aboard for both of those efforts last time and the time before when they were so impressive. Talk about that relationship. Why is Eddie such a good fit for this horse?
Since we've put Eddie on him, he's given him two perfect trips, put him in the right spot, and he's a horse that takes a bit of ride in. And Eddie's done nothing short of marvelous on him. He's two times we've ridden him, and it's worked out perfect, and hopefully today the third time will be the same.
Other than running faster than the other horses and finishing in front of them at the finish line today, what's the key to this horse taking care of business and getting the victory in the Classic?
I think the break is important. Obviously, a short run to the first turn, and if he could get away there cleanly and get in a good spot, lay four for fifth, and down the backside, I'll be very happy.
It's got a nice post, huh? That'll help a little bit.
I think going a mile and eighth with that short run, you need an inside post. If you're drawing 8, 9, 10, that's not ideal.
You started training here in the United States in around mid-2011, I guess, right? It was your first year here. You saddled nearly 70 winners here in the States. You had many more in Barbados, including a Triple Crown winner, you were telling me.
Yes, we're fortunate in Barbados to have a really nice horse named Are You Talking to Me. He won the Triple Crown over there. Probably one of the best local breds ever over there.
Have you talked to any smack with Baffert since he's been here about winning a Triple Crown? I did it before him.
I've never met Baffert. But he obviously.
Oh, we'll have to change that.
That's great. Safi Joseph here on the Equine Forum, presented by Lane Zen on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Talk a little bit about yourself, Safi, and tell us a little bit about how you got started in the game and then coming over here to the States in 2011, that adjustment that you must have had to make.
Well, basically, my family's been in racing their whole life, and this is the only thing, like, the feeling of winning and just being around the horses daily, like, is second to none. I always tell some, like, my friends are not in racing, some of them think it's boring, and I tell them, when you get a horse and you win, there's no, like, bigger or higher or better feeling in the world, basically. Like, it's a horse racing gives you that feeling that it just gives you chills through your body, and especially when a plan comes together and it works out, it's the ultimate high, like.
Yeah, it's and in Barbados, it's such a important part of life there because it's such a small island, and people really love their racing. They can't wait. They race every other Saturday, and people can't wait to go. And it's such a beautiful sport there. The owners take such pride because there's not a lot of money in it. You're racing mainly for pride and pictures and trophies, you know, because the purses aren't that great. But what a great way to have an appreciation for the game before you came here, where the purse money's better and you actually have a chance to make a profit.
Yeah, correct. In Barbados, the purses aren't good, and most people just race for the pride, and that's how racing was back in the day. Everyone raced. It wasn't about the purse. It was about taking care of the horse and racing for the pride, and it's who beat who. And actually, people don't think of Barbados, but Barbados produces good horsemen, even from the grooms up. Like, just the quality of horsemen handling horses is a pretty good level.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mark Cassie, well, most of his help is from Barbados, and you know, we've had great jockeys come from there. Patrick Husbands being probably the most notable, but and then Sir Michael Stout, you yes. know. These are international guys that are really, really good horsemen, and now we have Safi Joseph.
What was the total purse money when you won the Triple Crown in Barbados?
Well, I mean, all three races?
Yeah, combined. Do you remember?
It was probably less than 150,000 U.S.
Yeah, because those races, that, like, if they're 100,000 Barbados, they're 50,000 U.S.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the Barbados dollar is tied to the U.S. dollar. It's 2-1.
Right.
So, yeah, if you win 300 granders, you're probably getting about, a 150.
Like, that horse, he probably ended up with Barbados earnings, like, 400-something thousand. That's only 200-something thousand U.S. Like, normally, there was normally a bonus to win the Triple Crown, which was like 50,000 U.S., but that year they took it off.
Of course.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure they did.
Why not?
But there have only been six winners in like 100 years of racing of the Triple Crown, you know what I mean? So it's, although it's maybe not as big as, obviously not as America, it's still a hard thing to achieve.
Absolutely.
You have to have the right horse.
And it's, racing has been in Barbados since the 1700s, and it's a great spectacle, and I always encourage people to go. You know, when people are saying they're looking for a place to go on vacation, I go, well, there's really only one place to go.
Yeah. Well, look at what Ken Ramsey's going to try and do when he goes back down there for this year's Gold Cup. He's going to try and win it for the third consecutive year. That's never been done before. How, put that in perspective, Safi, as a native of Barbados, how huge is that accomplishment?
For the tourism, it's huge. For racing, it's huge. For the horsemen that are racing there, I'm not sure you feel too good having to compete against them. You know what I mean? But for the tourism and the attractive that Mr. Ramsey brings to Barbados, is huge. Like, it's second to none. Like, it gets so much spotlight. And I think he and, like, just for a race that's like the Gold Cup, the money's only 100,000 U.S. the purse, but just the feeling of winning it, I think that's what makes him continue going back. And also Eugene Melnick, he was like, he's a billionaire and he raced horses in America, won Grade One races, and he wanted to win the Gold Cup more than anything.
Yeah, yeah. How would you describe the Safi Joseph training philosophy and your approach to training horses?
I think our key is taking care of the horse and being hands-on and, like, treating each horse as an individual. And most of the time, you take care of a horse good, they're going to take care of you.
Well, that's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Keep them smiling. Happy horse.
How many horses do you have now?
Right now, we got 8, but normally we're between 12 to 15.
What's the ideal number?
The ideal number is to have good quality horses.
You're better off with 12 good ones than 50 bad ones.
Yeah.
And it's that, I mean, you need to kind of, coming from Barbados, it's kind of hard to, like, just start up. But obviously, you get a horse like Sarah Guerra and he gets you in the spotlight. That's when more owners realize, well, hey, this guy can train a horse, or he can take care of a horse and keep him on a roll.
Well, your horses always look good, they run good, and a lot of times they pay good. So you've always been one of my favorites on the tour.
Thanks.
How'd you get into racing? Were your parents involved? Or?
My dad was a trainer. My dad was a trainer, and his dad was an owner. My dad trained basically from he was 18 and up. So he trained like for 30, 40 years. And he's up here now. Whenever he's up from a Barbados, he's always at the barn. He loves it. Like, we argue between each other and we share our opinions, but I've learned a lot from him, and he was a very good trainer. He did very good.
Yeah. Does he try to tell you what to do when he's around, or do you have to kind of keep it?
We share opinions constantly, but I think that's what makes us get better. And it's always two opinions that on each horse, and we go over it, and then we sit down and we decide what to do. You know what I mean?
Did your dad ever win the Triple Crown?
No, he never won the Triple Crown. He came close. He won 2 legs.
So I'm sure you remind him of that, too.
Every day.
That's great.
Visiting with trainer Safi Joseph here on the Equine Forum, presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network. And, of course, Safi, like all of our guests who appear on the program, receives a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. It's the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. You can embrace your passion at Embrace the Race. .com. So, Safi, what does the future hold here for Safi Joseph? Take us through and look ahead. What are some of the goals that you're looking to accomplish in the coming years?
The future is to win the Triple Crown in America and to be one of the best, if not the best.
That's fantastic. Wouldn't that be great? Win the Triple Crown in Barbados and win the Triple Crown in the United States.
Yeah, talk about unprecedented.
obviously, it's a high goal, but you have to reach for the stars, you know. And there's no doubt. I believe in my team's ability. I believe in my ability. Like, there's no doubt about ability. You just need to get the right horse, and obviously, you need the right owners to support you.
Have there been other trainers since you've come to the States, or maybe an owner, somebody, an individual that has kind of helped you along the way since you came here in 2011?
Well, the first owner from most of the horses we own ourselves, but the first owner from Barbados, Sir David Seal, he's actually the winningest owner in the Gold Cup. I think he's won like 6 or 7 Gold Cups, and he's had a couple of horses with me occasionally, since I've been here.
He owns a rum distillery. I do know.
Yeah,
Sir David Seal. He owns a rum distillery. Makes some of the best rum in the world. We need to go down there. I wish Mr. Ramsey the pony up and let us do the show from there.
Put us on the private jet.
Yeah. I'll organize things. I'll just cover this Gold Cup.
Do you have a private jet?
No, not the private jet.
We only fly private jets. We're going to Barbados.
Yeah, we'd take a train if they could get one there.
Well, Safi, good luck this afternoon. Really do appreciate you spending a little time with us. We're going to preview this right now. We're going to have you join us for a full hour on our Wednesday night trainer talk show, which is all presented by Fasig Tipton. We'll do that here in the coming weeks. We're going to be down here starting February 6th for the Don Handicap for 9 consecutive weeks. We'll be doing all of our shows here at Gulfstream for our Saturdays at Gulfstream series. So we'll get a chance to sit down in person and learn a little bit more about you and your background.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Oh, by the way, you know how I've always told you that as a big Steeler fan, I always wanted Palomalu hair?
Yeah.
Right? Now I want Safi Joseph hair. This guy rivals Palomalu. I love it. Great stuff.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. Thanks, buddy. Safi, we appreciate it. Safi Joseph here on the Equine Forum.